Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Empowerment Zone. My name is Reginald McGlaughlin. I am the community liaison for My Independence at Home. If you or your loved one are in need of home care, please call 215-921-2277. That's 215-921-2277. Compassionate home care. That's right, I said compassionate home care. That means if you're not satisfied with the agency you're with now, dial 215-921-2277. We can help you switch over within days. 215-921-2277. We also, if you want to switch to My Independence at Home, which you should want to, we will hire your caregiver also. 215-921-2277. Again, a home care agency with compassion. And My Independence at Home is hiring. If you know of someone who wants to be a caregiver, you know, you have to have a loving heart to be a really, really good caregiver. 215-921-2277. That's 215-921-2277. My Independence at Home. Again, we're live here. Yeah, I'll give you some of that. This show is live, and this is the Empowerment Zone. And first of all, I want to wish everyone a good business holiday. That means small businesses. Did I say that correctly, Jane?
Yes, I think you did.
Small business. We really need some love out there. If you have a small business, it's important that the community support the businesses within your community where people are more like supportive of you. You know, they can hire. The reason why I'm saying this is because people, small business people, hire more of your family. It's more likely that if you have a family member who's looking for a job, the small business person will hire them. And we have here live in studio, Miss Jan Matthews. Welcome to the Empowerment Zone.
Hi.
Hello. Hi, Jan.
Hi.
Can you speak into the mic?
Into the mic.
Right directly into the mic.
Okay.
Yes, there you go.
Oh.
Okay. Now, we practiced this before you got on the air.
Yes, we did, Reginald.
Okay, well, practice what you preach.
Okay.
Tell us about your business.
Okay. My business is The Artist in the Hat. I'm located at 54 Maplewood Mall. I'm a hat designer. I do women hats, and I've just started doing men hats. So that's new for me, adding to the business. The shop also has jewelry and... let's see what else. We have scarves and jackets. Yeah, that's about what we carry. And I also have three other small businesses in the shop with me. And they should be calling in too. So I got Margo. She's a creative designer of... she creates her own jewelry. And she has some health products that she makes also, along with candles and different things like that. And then we have Raven. She has her own t-shirt company. And then I have a young lady in there that does hair braiding, and she does children and women hair braiding.
So where are you located?
54 Maplewood Mall. And that's that's right off Armet Street around. I guess the best way to come in, you're going to have to come in off Germantown Avenue into the Maplewood Mall. But we're all the way down at the end of the block, closer to Green Street.
So you're at Green, between Green and Germantown on Maplewood Mall.
Yes, in the Maplewood Mall. Yes.
Okay, and what about a phone number?
267-253-0201. I also have an Instagram page, which is The Artist in the Hat at PHL, or you can find me on Facebook at Jan Hats.
Okay. Now, how long have you been in business?
Over 20 years.
And what inspired you? I know, that, ladies and gentlemen, Jan, her hats are one of a kind.
Yes.
So if you decide that you want to, let me say, when you decide that you want to buy this hat, you want to go to call Jan Hats at 267-253-0201.
Yes.
And again, she's on Maplewood Mall, which is Maplewood Mall is like the South Street of Germantown.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
A little artsy place up and down the block.
Right. We have several businesses on the block. They were all trying to bring the area back up again. So can I talk about the event for Saturday?
Yes, you can.
Okay. So this Saturday, we're having our tree trimming party, and we're having some cocoa and apple cider, different things like that for people to take part of. And we're asking, when you come out, we'll have bulbs and things for you to put on the tree. And, yeah.
Okay. And you got to have to clap your hands every time you do that.
Oh,
I warned you before about
it. I know. I'm going to sit on them.
Okay. Now, what is the address for the tree trimming again?
54 Maplewood Mall. Inside Maplewood Mall.
Is it for the whole mall or just your store?
It's at my shop, but the people on the mall, they're all supportive. We support each other when we have events, so they'll be there also.
So now I went to a couple of your events. They're very nice and a quaint place. I mean, it's really like I said, the South Street of Germantown is really, really nice. They have some unique stores at Maplewood Mall between Germantown Avenue and Green Street in Philadelphia.
Yes.
It's a, you can go through the street, but there's no parking.
No.
But there is parking right on the side.
Right.
If you want to buy a holiday gift for your loved one or your friend, you can come. I'm giving the address of Jan's, the Artist in the Hat.
The Artist in the Hat.
The Artist in the Hat.
There you go.
Right. And what is the address again?
54 Maplewood Mall.
So that would be the 5400 block of Maple.
No.
No. What
it
is
would
it?
Be 54 Maplewood Mall.
No, I mean for people to come on for to be on the block.
Yes.
On the block. That's
On the mall.
On the mall.
We're on the mall.
But most people, I guess, have GPS. That's right. I'm trying to get them to you. Is that all right with you?
Yeah, but it's not 100 or anything. It's just the mall.
No, but the 5400 block, I said.
No.
It's not a block?
No.
It's a mall.
It's the mall.
Okay, gotcha. Is there anything else you could tell us about you, Jan? And not, yes.
I've been doing this for over 20-something years. I love making hats. When I make my hats, it's their original hats. You will never see anyone in your hat because they're all designed.
The art is in the hats.
Yes, that's where the art's at.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to The Empowerment Zone. My name is Reginald McLaughlin, and this show is brought to you by My Independence at Home. We do have on the line Margo Wells. Welcome to The Empowerment Zone.
Hello.
Hi, Margo.
How are you, Margo?
Hi, how are you?
I'm quite well. Can you tell our audience about yourself and what you do?
Sure. Well, first, let me say that I am the other person that Jan was talking about that's in her shared space that makes the jewelry. And the name of my jewelry company is Margo's Creative Designs. I came up with that name because when I started making jewelry, and I'm an artist, I don't just make jewelry, I felt like you needed to be empowered. And so you need to be creative and design your own future. That's what was in my head when I made that design, just so you know where that whole long name came, because if you do what you like doing, you will have your own future. You can live your passion. But what I do is I make handcrafted jewelry with crystals, and I also do aromatherapy type items. I do candles and aromatic sprays and oils for your hair and your skin. I also sell in my store shea butters, herbs and bitters, sea moss capsules, and a lot of these things I make myself. I guess I sort of have a holistic approach with it when I sell my things. I want to, you know, empower you. People, our ancestors have been using crystals and aromatherapy for a very long time, and I started incorporating that in my business because it kind of helps people settle. They have something to focus on and lock in so that they can harness the power of that and get their dreams together, follow their light, whatever, you know, however you want to put it, you know, get you in that right space, settle you out, you know. So, yeah, that's what I do.
Now, how can people get in touch with you?
I'm in the Maplewood Mall, like we were saying, at 54 Maplewood. And I have you can call me on my phone. It's 267-972-3537. I also have an Instagram page, and it's the same name, Margo's Creative Designs Margo_com. And I have this Facebook page is my name, Margo Wells. And email address is Margo's Creative Designs. My website is Margo's Creative Designs. I've been doing this for like a long time, so.
Yeah,
all you got to do is just type in Margo's Creative Designs on Google, and you will find everything you want to know about me.
Now, the products that you sell, they're like stocking stuffers, would you say?
Oh, of course. Of course, yeah, I've got stocking stuffers, yes. And I even have some little gift bags, or not gift bags, but gift baskets or whatever you want to call it, some little combination gifts so that you can get for people. And I do a lot of stuff, like if you just call me and say what you're looking for, I'll put something together for you for someone. I do that as well. So there's all kinds of ways to get what you need.
Now, are you participating in the tree, the lighting the tree?
Yes, the tree trail.
I sure am. I will be here on Saturday. I believe it's from 4 to 6. We'll be trimming the tree. We'll be having drinks and just a good time. And I also believe that we are giving away a gift with a little... You can come in and get a little raffle ticket and try and win a prize. And with that being said, on the following Saturday, I am having a bracelet workshop, and it's kid-friendly, just long as the parents stay with the child. But you can make a break, come and make bracelets. There'll be food and drinks and just have a good time and just spend some time at the store, get to know us, shop on the mall, just have a good time.
So tell me the date and the address for this event you're having.
That will be on the 16th, December 16th, and it's from 1 to 5, so it's not no registration needed. Just pop in anytime between 1 and 5, and everything is here that you'll need. You just got to pay and play. That's it. And our thing on the Saturday before it will be on the 9th, I believe that is, this Saturday, the 9th, and that's from 4 to 6.
Okay, I want you to give your phone number out one more time, and don't hang up because we're going to all be on the line together.
Okay, so that's 267-972-3537.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, this show is brought to you by My Independence at Home. I'm Reginald McLaughlin. If you or your loved one are in need of home care or a job, 215 as a job as a caregiver, 215-921-2277. Now we have on the line Kiki Buford. Welcome to the Empowerment Zone.
Hello, thank you.
Hi, Kiki.
I'm Janice.
Hello.
I'm Janice. I'm Margo. How are you ladies doing?
Great.
Okay, Kiki, can you tell us about yourself and your business, please?
Sure. So my business is 387 Grooming. We are a grooming business dedicated to men or for men. We are located on 30 Maplewood Mall. And we provide skincare services, beard treatments, ingrown hair removals, array of treatments for men's skin, as well as we have a loctician and we have a barber who does like some pop-up visits. But we like to look at our space as a safe wellness grooming environment for men. A lot of our clients are men of color, and so they may have some issues with ingrown hairs or razor burn, not knowing how to shave. Even like the bumps on the back of the neck, which is called acne keloidalis nuchae. We do a treatment for that. We also have products, skincare products, as well as beard care products as well.
Now, how can people get in touch with you if they want your product?
So you can purchase our products on our website, which is www.387grooming.com. as well as purchasing from the shop when we are open, which is Wednesday through Sundays. A lot of our clients like to pick up the products when they are there for an actual appointment. And next year or the coming year, we will be working on having our products available on Amazon.
Now, do you have gift certificates?
Yes, we offer electronic gift certificates that can be purchased via our website under the appointment.
Now, I have a skin question to ask. I have
Sure.
I have oily skin, right? Most people, mm-hmm. well, people of color have oily skin. What
Correct.
Is the remedy
Correct.
For oily skin?
So there's, it's all about maintaining the amount of oil secretion. So using the proper cleanser, using the proper moisturizer, exfoliating at least twice a week, giving some days in between, so maybe Monday and Friday. If you're ever going to do a mask, you want to do something more detoxing. It's because our skin produces more oil. But the good part about producing oil, and we should never see oily skin as something taboo. It's actually beneficial for us because that will prevent us from having earlier signs of aging. Fine lines and wrinkles are not able to really be created in oily skin. If your skin is dry, more depleted, and lacks hydration, you will find that those people will age earlier.
So that means this is why I look so young, because I got oily skin.
Exactly. Exactly.
You hear that, Jan? No, I'm young.
Don't start him. Please don't start him, Kiki.
So I want
it's beneficial to us.
I want you to stay on the line, please, because we have Fisher, Bernard Fisher. Welcome to the Empowerment Zone, Bernard.
Oh, thank you so much, and good afternoon. And I'd like to thank Margot as well as Reggie McGlone for inviting me and our lives to participate in this radio show. And once again, my name is Bernard Fisher. I'm a master mason, a member of Chris Hall 57.
I remember you.
Yes,
I do
sir.
Remember you. You're at
yes,
the...
Sir.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah, yes, sir.
You wouldn't give me that bicycle.
No.
Do you remember
no,
I wanted
no,
the bike?
No, you didn't have 3,000, so we couldn't give it to you.
I apologize for interrupting.
No problem.
Go ahead. Yes.
But our lodge, we're in the affiliate of the lodge of the Most Worshipful Prince Hall Grand Lodge of Pennsylvania, Free and Accepted Masons under the jurisdiction of Pennsylvania under the leadership of our Grand Master, Paul Hibner. And Prince Hall 57's current leader is Worshipful Master Nicholas Long, who you met when we were out there for the Oktoberfest. Our lodge was founded April 29th, 1901. And from our lodge's founding, we have participated in and committed ourselves to racial and community uplift, mutual aid, and social justice. We have a storied history of major philanthropic and community engagements throughout the greater Philadelphia region. And we engage in charitable and social activities throughout greater Philadelphia and the Germantown section of Philadelphia. We're presently partnered with the great Maplewood Mall Collective organization. We're so glad to have that partnership. And as you mentioned earlier, we did participate in the recent Oktoberfest, where we donated 20-plus bicycles to the winners of the Halloween costume event for the children. So we continue to participate and look forward to partnering with local organizations throughout the Philadelphia region, churches, schools, fraternities, sororities, law enforcement, political entities. And presently, so you'll know what we're doing right now, we are conducting our second annual holiday cold cash drawing. There's one grand prize, $1,500 cold cash. And after all, who wouldn't want an extra $1,500 5 days before Christmas? Our drawing will be on Wednesday, December 20th, 2023 at 7 p.m. at our lodge on Maplewood Mall. And the proceeds will help with Prince Hall 57's Widows and Orphans Fund, Masonic, and various Philadelphia charities. And once again, we look forward to continuing our partnerships. The last thing we did with the Maplewood Mall Collective is that we donated complete Thanksgiving dinner baskets to approximately 35-plus needy Philadelphia families. So that's where we are. That's who we are. And if anyone wants to purchase tickets for our holiday cold cash, you can contact me, Bernard Fisher. I'll give you my number, 717-443-7346. Or you can contact any of the brothers of Prince Hall 57, and we will gladly sell you 20, 30 tickets at $5 apiece.
Now,
so we look forward to your participation and support. Thank you.
Now, Bernard, you're a Mason, and I'm. How do people join the Masons?
Well, they have to indicate to a person who is in a Masonic lodge their interest. That's the first thing, their interest. And the brother will contact them and let them know what's possible. think that's the best answer I can give you.
Now, if I'm not mistaken, every president of the United States was a Mason. Is that correct?
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. But there are different Masons. There's the Prince Hall Masons, which is predominantly African-American, and then you have just basic Masonry, which might be the white Masonic organizations. But all Masons are into helping communities, uplifting communities, and providing charitable and philanthropic support for those needy in our communities.
Okay, Bernard, give us the number again and explain what your raffle, please.
Okay, once again, our raffle is called, this is our second annual Holiday Cold Cash Raffle. One prize, $1,500 Holiday Cold Cash. The drawing will be on December 20th at our lodge on Maplewood Mall at 7 p.m. The price of the tickets are $5 per ticket. Also, folks can, if you want tickets and you can contact the brother from the lodge, I can give you our Cash App information, and you can basically buy the tickets through Cash App, send your money and the number of tickets, and we will forward your stubs to you. We'll make sure you get your stubs. And once again, the Cash App is $P as in Paul, H as in Harry, L as in love, 57. T as in Thomas, R as in Ronald, E as in Edward, A as in Apple, S as in Sam. Prince Hall, that'll be $PHL57TREAS. And we look forward to the support. Thank you so much.
Thank you. I want everybody to stay on the line again. And Candace, we're going to be with you in a second. But I want everyone to have a 30-second commercial prepared when I get back to you. And commercials like this. Hi, my name is Reginald McLaughlin. I'm the community liaison for My Independence at Home. If you or your loved one are in need of home care, please dial 215-921-2277. That's 215-921-2277. If you're not satisfied with your home care agency right now, you feel as though they're not treating you well, you want to say, hey, listen, I want to go to My Independence at Home, 215-921-227. We can actually hire your caregiver if you dial 215-921-2277. You can let your caregiver know that we do pay good rates. We have 401k. We have paid time off. We have all the health benefits, dental benefits. 215-921-2277. If you want a job as caregiver. 215-921-2277. Jan.
Jan from The Art Is in the Hat, 267-253-0201. I'm located at 54 Maplewood Mall. And come out and see us for the tree trimming event this Saturday from 4 to 6.
Now, most of you people calling do not know that Jan and I went to Jingle High School together.
Reginald.
You did. And you're older than me.
Okay.
You're right.
If you want to keep that lie going, Reginald, go right ahead.
If you don't believe me, you ask Kiki. I got oily skin.
And
you.
She doesn't know that. She just knows what you told her. It looks kind of dry to me sitting over here.
Just have to come get a facial.
Yes,
that's
he does.
What it sounds like.
Yes, I think he does, Kiki.
Take away. Yes. You're going to take away my oils, Kiki.
Yeah, I mean, we'll add healthier, clean oil.
Okay, we have Candace. Welcome to the Empowerment Zone, Candace.
Thank you so much for having me.
You're quite welcome. And before you go any further, ladies and gentlemen, this show is going to rebroadcast tonight from 8 to 9, plus it will play on Gospel on the Highway on the Internet show Monday 4 to 5 and then 8 to 9. So you're getting a lot of publicity. Plus, you're going to be on our My Independence at Home Facebook page, Instagram. So we want people to come out and support small businesses and the Prince Hall. Okay? All right. So, Candace, tell us about yourself.
So, my name is Candace Smith. I am the owner and operator of Asaya Lock Nurturing and Styling, as well as a boutique, Asaya's Closet, which houses women's wear, women's jewelry and accessories. So all of your holiday shopping, you could stop in and find something that you like.
Okay. And
I'm located at 63 West Maplewood Mall.
And what inspired you to go into business for yourself?
Well, back in 2008, during that whole recession, I was working for my community church in West Philadelphia, and we were getting paid through the city and state funding. So when all of that stopped, I had to figure out what I wanted to do for myself. And I had one client that wouldn't go to anybody else. I would start folks' blocks and send them on their way because it wasn't what I was doing professionally. And so once that happened, I had to figure out what do I want to do. And I made some cards. This is back in 2008, and started a website and built my clientele through word of mouth.
Now, you're located on Maplewood Mall. How do you say it? What do you call it? On the mall. On the mall.
We're Asaya on the mall, yes.
And how long have you been in business?
I have been in business since 2009. I have been in this location February. This February coming will make 10 years.
I see. Well, and again, can you give out your phone number and your social media address?
Yes. The phone number is 215-254-5518. And I can be found on Instagram at Asaya Locks, AsayaHlocs, and also at Asaya's Closet, AsayaHclosett.
Okay. Now stay on the line because we're going to, is that Blue?
Blue. Yes.
Blue. Blue,
yes.
Kind, welcome to the Empowerment Zone.
Hi, Blue.
Hi. Thank you for having me.
Can you tell us about yourself and your business, please?
Yes, my name is Blue Kind. My business is the Griot Community Gallery. We are right here at 51 Maplewood Mall, and we host folk artists to display their work in our space, and we also have consignment on sale from other local artists and businesses. And adjacent, we have a learning cooperative for homeschool youth, black and brown led space. So yeah, I'm really excited to be in the neighborhood. We just opened this past September. We host events in the space. We have a co-working cafe Tuesday through Friday. Really good vibes, great plants, natural light. And so we do our own programming and open the space up for other people to do their own programming in the space.
I think I remember you. You are right across
yes.
from the Arts in Manhattan. And I think
yes.
when you first was fixing up your store, I'm the tall guy.
Oh, don't forget that.
Oh, I remember, yeah. You're like, oh, I go to school, but I was like, oh, y'all known each other for a while.
Yes.
Yeah, that's sweet. Well, thank you for having me on and, you know, showcasing the businesses here on the mall. Like, we've been meeting monthly, and we're really excited to reignite and bring life to the mall and into Germantown.
Well,
I'm glad to be a part.
We have a celebrity in the studio. My fearless leader, Lisa Robinson, CEO of My Independence at Home. Welcome to the Empowerment Zone, Lisa.
Thank you. Sorry I'm late.
I'm going to dock you for that. Can you tell us about your adventure this week?
My adventure this
week?
Well,
was your adventure in New York?
Yeah, so nothing grand, but I attended the Forbes Healthcare Summit in downtown Manhattan. And so it was very informational, made some good connections. It's always good to network and talk to people who are like-minded, especially in the same industry. So it was a great trip.
Wait a minute, you're going to downplay that? That's Forbes, right? Come on.
You know, I don't like to talk about myself.
Well, let me tell you about it if she doesn't want to talk about it. Lisa Robinson, CEO of My Independence at Home, home care agency located in Philadelphia. Part of the beginnings was Miss Robinson had a stroke at the age of in her 30s, mm-hmm. right, her 30s, and she was paralyzed on her left side of the body. She had to learn how to walk, use her limbs, and speak. And she, during the course of her being her stroke, she had her family members help her. Her loved ones helped her. She had skilled care, non-skilled care. And she realized once she became well again, she worked in another home care agency, and they were there for the money. And she said, no, people need help. And that's the beginning of my independence at home. Yay, Reggie.
You're good, Reggie. That was good.
And here's the thing. Hard work will get you what will make you successful. In my independence at home, we have 300 employees now. And that was 10 years ago. We just celebrated our 10th anniversary, and that's a good thing. So if you have some questions, Lisa's right here. But before we do that, we're going to go to Jan for your 30-second commercial.
I did mine already, but I'll do it again, Reginald.
She called you by your government.
He's always government name with me. Everybody else gets Reggie. I get like his grandmom. Reginald, this is Jan from the Artist in the Hat, located at 54 Maplewood Mall. My number is 267-253-0201.
You're going to talk about your lighting of the tree?
And this Saturday coming, we're going to be lighting our Christmas tree. This is our first year. I don't have 10 years in like Lisa yet, but I'm hoping to learn from her so I can have my business up and running like that for the 10 years anniversary.
You will do it. You will do it.
So this will be our first Christmas tree trimming party.
Okay.
And everyone's invited to come out.
Okay. Margo.
Yes.
Your 30-second commercial.
Okay, I'm Margo's Creative Designs. I'm located at 54 Maplewood Mall, inside of the shop with Jan. And I specialize in custom jewelry with crystals and other products with aromatherapy. I have great gifts for stocking stuffers, and you can come out. I also have gift cards. If you go online, you can buy them. And come on out for our tree trimming on Saturday, and the following weekend I am hosting a bracelet making workshop. You can come out and make bracelets. It's kids friendly. Just parents need to stay with your child, and you can make bracelets and share some good times, drink and eat and shop. Okay. And my phone number is 267-972-3537, and my Instagram is the same, Margo Creative Designs, as well as my website.
Okay, Mr. Bernard, your turn.
Yes, sir. Once again, I'm Bernard Fisher. I'm a Master Mason member of Prince Hall 57 Men of Maplewood, and we are so thrilled to have an opportunity to partner with all the businesses and entities on Maplewood Mall. And as I said earlier, we are looking forward to having serious partnerships with organizations, churches, schools, fraternities, sororities, law enforcement, political entities, those in the community. Our community needs so much right now, and we're committed to being a major player and making certain that we can improve and enhance our communities. And I'm offering or suggesting or actually asking that members of the Divine Nine, the D9 organizations, the Black College fraternities and sororities, if you hear my voice, please participate and be a part of what we're doing. Now, our lodge is located at 45 Maplewood Mall. My number is 443-7346. And a personal challenge for me to members of my fraternity. I've been a member of Omega Psi Phi fraternity for 53 years. And I'm asking that any of our brothers who are in earshot of this show today, that you would participate in our activities, and please participate and our second annual holiday cold cash drawing. And you can access us directly at the mall, the 45 Maplewood Mall, or you can do it by way of Cash App. And our Cash App symbol is $PHL57TREAS.
And thank you.
It indicates the number of tickets. And we'll make sure you get your ticket stubs. Thank you very much, Mr. McGraw.
You're welcome, sister. Hold on. We have Candace. Are you ready?
I am here. Again, I'm Candace Smith, owner of Asaya's Closet, located at 63 West Maplewood Mall, which is a boutique for women's apparel and accessories, as well as Asaya Lock Nurturing and Styling. And this next Friday, December 15th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., I'm actually hosting a pop-up of Divine Petals. So this is fresh flowers and silk flowers next Friday. Divine Petals at Asaya Closet from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m.
And your number again?
Yes. My number is 267-225-4478.
Thank you for that, Blue. Hello, Blue.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes.
I had you on mute. I had little children walking about. my name is Blue Kine. I am here representing DeGrio, owner-operator, community gallery, soon-to-be cafe. We'll have a cafe in 2024. We held our space for art shows of local folk artists. Right now we have Miss Elizabeth Watley of Cobbs Creek has her art up in the moment. And we also do space rentals and a co-working cafe Tuesday through Friday. So definitely hit me up on social media. I'm DeGriot, D-G-R-I-O-T dot Philly, P-H-I-L-L-Y. And you can give me a call at 267-428-7471. And yeah, just contact me and I will love to talk to you.
I thank you for that again. My name is Reginald McLaughlin. I'm the community liaison at My Independence at Home. My job, believe it or not, is to go out and to engage in the community and also to expose My Independence at Home. I don't know if any of you ever hired someone to market for you, or you can really start off marketing for yourself. It means a lot because people, if they know about you, they will come to your shop. You know, you can sit there sometimes and just wait for people to walk in, but you have to get out there, and it's called boots on the ground, and build your business or have someone else build your business. But again, I'm Reginald McLaughlin, community liaison for My Independence at Home. If you or your loved one are in need of home care, 215-921-2277. That's 215-921-2277.
And this is Lisa Robinson, founder and CEO of My Independence at Home. We are hiring, so if you are a certified nursing assistant or a home health aide or a personal care attendant, please give us a call. Our number is 215-921-2277. We have open interviews every Wednesday from 10 to 3 o'clock. We have cases. We need people. We have a lot of great perks. If you can't make it on Wednesday, please feel free to just walk in. We're open 9 to 5 Monday through Friday, and you can complete everything there and walk out with a job. So please give us a call, 215-921-2277.
So now we're going to open this up to like a round table. I know that out of all the people that are on the phone, that Bernard and I probably can do well together with me being in to outreach, and you have the programs where you're working with seniors. There are seniors that are Masons that you know, and we have like, we do things like called lunch and learns. We'll come to your organization, whatever building you're in, and we will talk about the different things about home care, what to do, what not to do, what to look out for, insurances, what devices are better for seniors, and we don't charge anything. When My Independence at Home, from all of the 8 years I've been with My Independence at Home, we never charge for anything. So Bernard, I would like to get together with you and maybe we can, you know, just think of different things we could do.
Collaborate.
To help each other.
Absolutely. We look forward to those collaborations. And once again, everybody on the phone understands the needs that are in our community from A to Z. And a lot of people talk about it, but we want to be about it. So I look forward to partnering on behalf of our lodge with everybody on this phone today, on this call today, and especially with you, Brother McClellan. So thank you so much.
You're quite welcome. And Kiki, and once you take the oil off my face, she was kind of told I had oily skin. But there are seniors. We are in all the senior buildings all over the place. There's seniors who have skin problems. And sometimes we have partners that come in with us when we do our presentations. Maybe you can give some seniors some advice.
For sure. I would love to do that. I have clients ranging from 16, or maybe 11 actually, the youngest are 11, up to where I have a client who came in recently, he was 85. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, you know, as long as you are willing to learn about skincare, and especially for men, no matter your age, you're just open-minded and wanting to know how to take better care of your skin, I'm willing to teach.
And how important is drinking water to your skin? This is Lisa.
I mean, if you don't, it's necessary. Mm-hmm. When we don't drink enough water, our skin starts to show signs of dehydration. Mm-hmm. We need that. That's what our body is made up of. And so you're going to see that your skin is not being, toxins are not being flushed out of your mm-hmm. body because there's not enough hydration going on. You're not urinating. You're not getting rid of all the sugars. Everything that you've been eating throughout the day, not consuming enough water, you're not getting rid of it. And so it will, you know, back
it'll
up into
up
your,
in
body
your body
and see
right.
your skin. Yeah. And, you know, so whether you might be having issues with your colon or mm-hmm. your kidneys, mm-hmm. that all needs to be flushed. A lot of times clients don't realize it, but they'll say, oh, yeah, I've been eating a lot of cheese or dairy or, mm-hmm. or a lot of sugar. And I wonder why my skin is responding this way. And I'm like, well, one, it might be an allergy. Two, your body really might just need like water. Some balancing, something healthy, which is water. Yeah, and our bodies are made up of water.
Mm-hmm. It's funny you mentioned it. My daughter does not like to drink water at all. And she just yeah. had an infection of her colon. So, and you know, and I keep trying to tell her, you have to drink water. My nephew is the same way. Yeah. I think these young people, they just don't like water.
They don't. I think it's just because of the taste. If it tastes good, like water is not like, you know, a Snapple or like, I love Sunjoys from Chick-fil-A, but I know I can't drink that all day long and not expect to see my face break out. Mm-hmm. There's someone I know who has a restaurant, and they, every time I go, they like to give me this sugary drink mm-hmm. and I try not to, you know, turn them down, and I'm like, no, thank you, because I know what it's going to do to my face. And mm-hmm. every time I do, and I have to set boundaries mm-hmm. because when I don't, I drink the drink, my face breaks out mm-hmm. and I'm like, ugh, it's the sugar. So yeah, you know, being mindful, maybe tell your daughter to dilute her drinks a little bit more mm-hmm. or, you know,
we'll
that
see.
Might help her.
She's hard-headed. But yeah. I definitely want to come yeah. down. What's the name of your establishment again?
My shop is 387 Grooming. I am located at 30 Maplewood Mall. And I noticed that there may have been, for people who have never been to the mall, it's not a physical mall like, you know, King of Prussia mm-hmm. or a mall like that. Think of it like a lane where we have shops on both sides of the street. So it's just a small little quaint block okay. That has been called Maplewood Mall.
I'm electing Reggie to take me since he's been there.
And Maplewood yeah, Mall has been in existence for
I've
years.
I've never heard of it.
Yes. It's a yep. strip mall, mm-hmm. but it's like a South Philly kind of South Street thing in up in Germantown.
Okay, yeah, I'm looking forward to meeting
it
everybody.
Looks like
that's
a
on
movie
the, on
set.
The,
if you really,
yes.
Reggie,
it kind of looks like a movie.
This is Margo. I have a Nobi here from one of the other shops here in the mall. She wasn't able to get in on the phone. You might want to get some information from her.
I sure will. I just want to talk to Blue because Blue is into nutrition, and the same thing I'm going to say to you with, excuse me, Kiki, is that we are around a lot of seniors, and people of color really are not great with pick nutrition. A lot of the fried foods, which clogs the artery, and the foods, the salt, yep. the high blood pressure.
Mm-hmm.
I think yep. you should contact a lot of these senior homes because They are looking for people like you to help the seniors.
Oh, like looking for people to help, you know, coordinate meals or buy meals or just talk about different ways of living
probably
that are nutrient dense.
Yes, educational.
More educational. Mm-hmm. Because most of the...
Ooh, I love that.
Even down the street from you, you have the Interfaith House. That's independent living. And they have, most of these places have rooms where you can go in and you can educate the community, because that's what we do at My Independence at Home. We don't walk in and say, buy our services. We go through the educational route, and then they say, okay, I want you to come in and I want to take your services, or I want you to train me on what else to do that would improve my life.
Reginald, you know, I also sell bitters and stuff to clean out your gut and stuff here. I have the sour sap bitter. I have another one that's for diabetes, the black seed oil, and all of those type items also that people can use.
That would be great.
Yes. And I think that all of you pretty much should get together and maybe do presentations in the senior homes. There's a lot of them in Germantown, exactly right where you guys live. There is Senior Adult Center, Center in the Park.
So, yes. Maybe we can do have everybody here do a group presentation where the seniors can go to each table. It's kind of like a health fair kind of thing. Maybe we can do something like that in the spring.
Yes, because we do. We promote and sponsor some large events. I think, Jen, you didn't go to the Fall Fest, but it's like we have over 300 people at the Fall Fest. And again, that's all free. We give them free food. We give them everything in there is free. Mm-hmm. We have food trucks. We have screenings. Yes. So we're going to go to Margot. You said you have someone else there?
Yes, Nobi from the Hair Sanctuary.
Nobi, welcome to the Empowerment Zone.
Thank you. Yes, my name is Nobi, and I'm from the Hair Sanctuary and Wellness Center. We're also on Maplewood Mall, 38 West Maplewood Mall. We also have a healing center down the street from our hair salon, which is at 46 West Maplewood Mall. So that's the wellness center part, and then we have the hair as well. It's great to be on here, and I thank you for the opportunity. But yes, as a collective, we all need to get together and figure out how we can just help people overall wellness, because with us, hair is, it's bigger than hair for us. It's also about the inside out, because if you don't take care of the inside, I can't do anything with your hair on the outside because it's not in a good state.
Mm-hmm. And how can people get in touch with you?
The phone number is 267-266-8601. Or my personal number, Nobi, which is NNOBI, and the phone number is 215-844-8680.
Now, I'm going to say this again because our participants are seniors and adults with disabilities, but I don't think any of you realize that in Pennsylvania itself, we are the third. Out of Pennsylvania, we're number three with the most seniors in the state. And seniors are the ones that spend money on products. They don't want to, I mean, you have the young people spending money too, but seniors are the ones that I think some of you want to, I would not say target, but try to get them to know about you. And as Lisa said, we should all get together, maybe on Maplewood Mall, and have a senior fair right there. Mm-hmm.
Yes, and like you said also with Center and a Park, Center and Park is a great avenue. My mom is 87, and she goes there usually twice a week. She does one for card making as well as she goes to learn about computers, how to do PayPal and all of those things. So that's definitely a great thing that we could tap into.
Yeah, we could talk to State Rep Kinsey.
Kinsey, yes. He's.
Yeah, I'm actually wondering... that idea of opening up our businesses specifically for seniors. Because I know there's, you know, field trips and things like that come through. So that's what I'm wondering, if that's possible as well, you know, kind of coordinating with some of the centers
to bring people in our spaces, you know?
We did a lot of field trips this year.
Great.
And it is a lot to coordinate. It's a lot to coordinate. If you think of the demographic there, you're dealing with wheelchairs and walkers and canes. You know, just trying to make sure that we're transferring everyone safely. Of course, we want to make sure they have a good time, but just the transferring of it is the most difficult, but it can be done. I still say it should be in the spring. It's getting cold now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We don't want to be out there on the ice or the snow. So once the weather shifts and we're back to warmer weather, I think it's worth a conversation. But we have to start planning. It takes about 3 months to plan. If we're serious about it, maybe we can all get together after the holidays. Start off 2024 with a planning committee, see what we can do and get some of the local politicians together. And we would definitely need vendors and sponsors.
No, we did. We had.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I was just wondering, I'm going to be starting in a few weeks, opening my space up for teas. I'm calling them the Urban High Teas and Open Mic. And I'm thinking, I don't know if you've all been to a tea before, but I have like three tiers of goods, and then you have a pot of tea, and it's usually a social time for people to relax and connect.
Mm-hmm.
I'm wondering if people would be interested in, you know, me even coming to do a tea at the centers for people. I think that'd be fun.
Yeah, it would be.
We had this past year, we had field trips. We went to the casino twice. We took the seniors. We gave them $20. We fed them, and we had a raffle on the bus. Raffles were free. We gave them a couple TVs. We went to
African American Museum.
We went there also.
Mm-hmm.
So there, yes, we can all get together. And I believe we want to do field trips to a mall. That was on the books, but got to be too late. But ladies and gentlemen, Candace, I missed you. You have a minute to do a commercial because we are coming to the end of the show.
I have a minute. Okay, so let me take this minute to say that I am also the First Lady of New Joy Missionary Baptist Church, and this coming Saturday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., we are partnering with the Sisters of the Philadelphia Alumni Chapter of Delta Sigma Theta for a 3 for Me vaccination campaign. It's all free. All of the vaccinations, COVID, influenza, RSV, and they'll also be doing HIV testing. That's located at 2314 West Allegheny Avenue.
Okay, thank you, Jen.
That's my commercial.
Thank you, Jen.
New Joy Missionary Baptist Church. Thanks so much.
Yes.
This is Jan again from the Artists in the Hat, located at 54 Maplewood Mall. The number is 267-253-0201. And the Instagram is the Artists in the Hat, PHL.
Now, Jan will give you the information where you could download the show in about 15 minutes. The show, again, will play tonight from 8 to 9. And then it will play Monday 4 to 5. And on the internet, and then it will be 8 to 9 on the internet on Monday. It will be on social media for My Independence at Home. So I'll give Jan all that information. She'll share it with you. You guys got a lot of exposure today. I hope that you do a lot of business because we are trying to promote and support the small business.
I have a quick question for Candace. The vaccinations and the flu shots, do they need insurance, or is it just...
No, ma'am.
Okay, so they can just come...
Okay. You can register online. Who's this, Lou?
This is Lisa.
Who am I?
Lisa.
Oh, Lisa. I was getting ready to say, come down the street. you can actually look on my Instagram at Asiah Lock or at Asiah Closet, and the poster is posted there.
And it's this Saturday from 11 to 3?
11 to 3.
11 to 3. Okay. That's good. A lot of people, I think we really need to take these flu shots. My sister had the flu, and it knocked her out for about 3 weeks. It really took a toll on her.
All of them are free.
Okay.
I want to thank you very much for that.
Needed.
Thank you.
And this show was brought to you by My Independence at Home. I am Reginald McLaughlin, the community liaison. If you or your loved one are in need of home care, 215-921-2277. 215-921-2277. And as always, we are blessed by the best and destined for success. It's up to us to do our best to make this world a better place for everyone. There's nothing to it but to do it. And once we do it,
ain't no stopping us now.
See you next week.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Happy
God bless
holidays.
You all. So many things that's held us down.